Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The German athletic shoemaker Adidas is hoping for a big second act. It's buying Reebok for nearly $4 billion in an effort to challenge market leader Nike. Bob Moon joins us now from the Marketplace News Bureau in New York. And Bob, this sounds pretty big. How big a company will this merger create?
Hi, Madeline. In joining forces, Adidas and Reebok will comprise about 20% of the American market. That compares to roughly 35% for Nike, and it's the U.S. market that is really the key here. It drives the bottom lines for these companies. This country is the biggest athletic shoe market, makes up around half of the $33 billion spent annually around the world on athletic shoes. Not to mention, the U.S. sets the trends in the athletic shoe market, so that helps explain why Adidas plans to pay 34% over the share price that Reebok closed at yesterday on the New York Stock Exchange. This deal, by the way, is expected to close sometime in the first half of next year.
And is this just an effort to increase Adidas's share of the athletic shoe business, or is there a wider marketing strategy at work here?
Well, given the comeback that Reebok has been making in the U.S. sneaker market lately, there would seem to be a big strategy behind this move. Adidas is widely respected for engineering shoes, good shoes, but it hasn't been real successful in marketing its products. Reebok, on the other hand, has recently made inroads into the urban market by making deals with some very popular inner-city trendsetters, 50 Cent and Jay-Z, for example. Bringing on the Reebok brand would allow Adidas to sell its products on several levels. It's been marketing to a higher-paying clientele through exclusive sneaker shops and fashion boutiques. This move would help it break into the urban market. Nike has been carving out different markets with a similar approach. It recently bought a classic brand in Converse, which gets it into market niches that it hasn't tapped before.
And how have Adidas products been doing lately?
Well, they've long been known for their engineering skills, as I mentioned earlier, and retailers say their new Adidas One line is selling quite well, actually. This is a very high-tech athletic shoe that Adidas calls the world's first intelligent shoe. It's made with a small motor and a microchip that automatically adjusts the cushioning by sensing the walking or running surface. The weakness for Adidas has been penetrating the American market on a broader scale, and here's a good reading of how important this merger could be. One market research firm says out of the 20 top-selling shoes this year, 19 are made by Nike. And today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're checking out a global economic angle of the growing steroid scandal. Whatever happened to all those East German Olympic athletes who famously abused performance-enhancing drugs?
And we'll listen for that. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Madeline.